Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning. Hello. It's me, Jesse. Back for Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Keitsi, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. And today I'm back. As I said, I've been away for the last couple of weeks. Did a trip down the west coast of America. Saw a whole lot of stuff, a lot of trees, saw the ocean a whole bunch, did some camping, stayed in some cities, saw some stand-up comedy. And to quote Sophie Bedell, who is a Canadian comic that I happened to see in Los Angeles, just wanted to see America before it ends, you know? Because, not to be too dark and gloomy, but holy moly. Great to travel, great to, you know, immerse yourself in another country, even though, you know, American culture and Canadian culture are very similar. There's still lots of differences, as I'm sure you can attest to through your experiences or the experiences of other people, you know. The currency thing always throws me off, so it's nice to be back somewhere where the amount of money I spend on something is actually the amount. And it's, you know, nice to be back not spending any money and saving up for the next time I have to travel. Anyway, today on the show, it's going to be a mixed bag, a bunch of stuff, some music, what I found in the archives yesterday, and some stories, and maybe something spooky. I think this is my last episode before Halloween, which is next Tuesday. So we'll see what we can do on that front. And we are going to start with a little bit of music. This from the new record by Mitski, who's a favorite here at the station. From her seventh studio album, This Land Is Inhospitable and So Are We. Which, you know, now that I think about it, not that the people were inhospitable, not that the land itself was entirely inhospitable, but I did spend a bunch of time camping in the wind and rain, and that was inhospitable. But the people there were very nice, pointed us lots of great hikes and stuff. Anyway, this track is called My Love, Mine. All Mine by Mitski here on Speak Up.
Tell me.
listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
You're still angry. So sometimes I feel like I still should have lied. I tell you the truth because I care. But I also lie to you because I care. But if I tell you the truth, I guess I can sleep better at night. But then it looks like I don't care because I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I guess I'm just not a... Everybody hates when they get to that part when they realize that I don't want to tell you I don't care, but if it seems like I don't care, it doesn't mean I don't care. It just looks like I don't care. Because my emotions have been sanded off. I live in L.A., sweetie. What do you expect?
Succession by Madeline Reed, live acoustic from the Succession Live single that just came out, recorded almost a year ago. Madeline Reed is a local folk indie country artist. And if that got your, I know it was a slower song, but if that got your toe tapping a little bit, maybe it's time to dust off your dancing shoes and prepare for a night of rowdy foot stomping fun as the East Van Square Dance makes its triumphant return to the Wise Hall. This event has been a cherished tradition in the heart of East Vancouver, known for its jubilant atmosphere and welcoming, inclusive spirit. After a long hiatus due to the pandemic, Pacific Bluegrass and Old Time Music Society is thrilled to announce the much-anticipated return. Attendees will be hyped up by a live string band featuring fiddle, banjo, guitar, and bass. The dance will be called by the renowned Paul Silveria, whose expert guidance ensures that even those with no prior square dance experience can join in the fun with ease. This event happens tonight, Thursday, October 26th, as well as November 16th. So if you can't get your posse together by tonight, you have another opportunity next month to check it out. November 16th is three Thursdays from today. So either tonight with an old-time jam starting at 6 and the dance starting at 7, or November 16th, same time. Old-time jam at 6, dance starting at 7. It's at the Wise Hall at 1822 Adenack Street in East Vancouver. Tickets are $20, and you can go to pacificbluegrass.simpletix.ca. pacificbluegrass.simpletix.ca. And yeah, you can go join the square dance. Sounds fun. Check it out. Okay, we are now going to get to my "What Did Jesse Find in the Archives?" segment. And yesterday I was down there digging through some of the same crates I've dug through already, but I found this artist. This album by the band Longfin Killy called Houdini. Longfin Killy, you may have, it might have plucked something in your ear. It's the name of a fish native to Scotland, which is where Longfin Killy are from. An experimental post-rock, art-rock band active in the mid-90s, 93 to 98. And I had never heard of them, but one member of the band, Scott Luke Sutherland, plays violin with Mogwai, the other Scottish post-rock band, plays with them live. So there's a bit of a tangential connection there, and I put the CD in, and it really blew me away. Every track, I was just really struck by the musicianship, the songwriting, the lyricism, all of it. Really, really great. And so we're going to get a little bit of a deep dive into this one. It's a long track. It is sort of the title track from the record Houdini. It's called How I Blew It with Houdini by Longfin Killy.
For a sensitive, intelligent man, but all those guys have boys. So you have to do the man. She passed her best, but she held my arm and said to me, I'm so glad that I found you, you're mine.
What is up, everybody? This is Danny, host of Next Up, only on, you already know, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Next Up is a music show that plays everything new and engaging that I happen to come across during the week, focusing mainly on hip-hop and R&B and electronic music. Next Up is no stranger to switching it up with the genre of music pretty consistently. So if you want to tune in for some new and engaging music, everything from hip-hop to R&B to electronic to even jazz, make sure you tune in Thursday 8 to 9 p.m. or for the rerun on Tuesdays at 1 to 2 a.m. I cannot wait for all of you to hear what I have to play for this week. So until then, peace.
It's not.